hungry, you haven't been paying attention.
You know, what we have not covered yet is back on the Cajun topic, or the Cajun inject. One of our first callers talked about mixing beer with butter for his beer butt chicken and injecting it into the meat. Never done that. But the Cajun inject product line, you can. They do have a butter inject. They've got a honey inject. They've got a barbecue inject. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a big metal syringe. The plastic ones, I don't keep those. I buy the stainless steel ones. They last a lot
longer.
Probably
easier to keep clean, too, huh?
Yeah. And, man, talk about a way to add variety and seasoning types to your meat. You inject these seasonings into the physical cavity of, and it doesn't have to be chicken. I've seen a lot of it done with briskets.
Mm-hmm.
Along with cutting little slots and putting whole garlic chunks inside the brisket and just letting it dissipate. But actually getting the seasoning inside the meat, it's something the Cajun injectors have brought to basically mainstream.
I've never tried that before. I've never tried that.
Man, you want to talk about, like I said, just a way to add 10 different flavor tastes to your favorite recipe.
Wow. I have to try that.
Cajun inject.
Cajun, is there a, do they have a site, website?
Yeah, CajunInjectMarinades.com.
The other thing we never
Nancy, write that down. Where you going?
Yeah. And
we never even got to talk about rotisserie yet either. We're going to have another cooking show.
No kidding.
You can find those a lot locally, the Cajun Inject. Barbecue's Galore carries it.
Okay.
Barbecue Islands carries it. It's not in every grocery store, but you can look around. On rotisserie, that's something that we never grew up doing a lot of. But I tell you what, Dad's really, and since he got installed his gas outdoor barbecue, man, I can't remember the last time Dad didn't do it on the rotary.
What do you do on the rotisserie, Rosie?
Well, Cornish game hens, I think, are just made for the rotisserie. Mm. And I'll tell you, the kids bought me the rotisserie attachment because growing up, that wasn't something we did a lot of unless we were doing a whole pig. A couchon de lait is what it's called in Cajun land. Unless we were doing a couchon de lait, we very seldom rotisseried anything. So it wasn't anything I grew up practicing. But the kids bought me a rotisserie attachment to my gas barbecue, and that was about 10 years ago. And I just started playing around with it. I love to smoke because you can start it, and then you can visit with everybody. When the time's up, you go remove the meat, you let it cool for a minute, slice it up, and serve it. And the rotisserie is exactly the same way. You can get on my grill, you can put about 4 or 5 Cornish game hens, head to toe, head to toe, head to toe, head to toe, pack them in there tight, season them, have your little sauce there on the side that you brush over the top of them as they brown up. And I tell you what, I just think that for being juicy and being full of flavor, it's very hard to beat, as well as being extremely convenient. It kind of tends to itself while you're allowed to play with the grandchildren.
Perfect.
Something we haven't covered. that seems to be a common theme here. There's a lot of material that we were trying to pack in today. We have a couple things to give away, but they're already
Canyon
gone.
Canyon Cooler.
They're already gone.
The Canyon Cooler's already gone?
They're gone. It's gone. And so is the GrillBot. Let me explain what these are. First, the GrillBot. It's exactly what it sounds like. It is a robot for your grill.
Does it do the cooking for you?
Nope.
Oh, so hell.
Cleaning.
Oh, cleaning.
Cleaning. It is the most hilarious thing you have ever seen. They retail at about $110. You turn it on.
Yeah.
You put it on the grill. Yeah. You close it. And yeah. That thing just goes to town.
Really?
Let's talk about a very thorough interior clean of your grill, the GrillBot. They sent us 2 of those to give away, and we have. And then there's the Canyon Cooler. It is a thick case. It was made exactly for what it sounds like, the Canyon River Runners that leave up at Lee's Ferry and go 200 river miles south. There's no grocery store or place to buy ice along that stretch. So these ice chests are not made to keep things cold for hours.
Days.
Or days.
Weeks.
But weeks. Weeks.
Indestructible.
And the Canyon Cooler is made by a guy out of Flagstaff. So we called him up. We actually met him at the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. ran into him out in the tailgate area. He had the Canyon Coolers, talked to him, visited to him. He sent us one to give away today. So not knowing what we've done is we, as always, we get the name and number of everyone that calls in because there's always follow-up, blah, blah, blah. Everyone that has called in today is going to be getting one of these prizes. We're with a barbecue or grilling recipe. Everyone that's called in with recipes is going to get one of these. And then we've got a consolation prize for everyone that called in, period. We've got savory foods. Remember the saltine crackers mom brought in?
Oh, those were killer.
You take saltine crackers, you put them in a plastic bag, you put some oil, you put the seasoning, and if you like saltine crackers, you will love the savory food. So we'll send a package of those to everyone that called in, and the best recipe will get the Canyon Cooler. I'm not going to vote on this. I'm gonna have our panel of voters do it, and then second and third will get the Grill Bots. If you've enjoyed the broadcast, we'll be here next Saturday. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. What a wonderful